The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, freedom is a basic right that everyone should enjoy. Every child deserves the freedom to play, freedom to dream, and freedom to learn. But right now, there are hundreds of thousands of women and children worldwide whose freedom was stolen and their innocence destroyed. Find out how you can be a part of restoring hope, joy, and freedom to those captives around the world. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I appreciate the opportunity of sharing with you. You know, our pastor Robert told of witnessing in a restaurant to a waitress, and he had given her just a little tiny tract, but he gave her a very nice tip. And he came back. He noticed that he saw her again, but she didn't say anything, and so he actually decided he would talk to her, and he did. And when he found out that she had actually been touched by what he had shared with her, he led her to Christ. And then went back in and saw her later, and he said, by the way, I didn't ask about your family. What about your husband? And she said, well, my husband's in jail. And she said, I told him what happened to me, and he accepted Christ in jail. And she was so happy and began to weep that she looked forward to the day that he could be back with the family. You know, Betty, when someone is in prison, it's just such a painful experience for a mother or a father, sure. For you know, a husband or wife. It's for any child to know that, and it's too often the case. But right now, we are literally dealing with children who are held captive as sexual predators. And I was just looking, Betty, at one of the greatest messages in the entire Bible. It's one of the first that Jesus delivered when he walked up into the synagogue and opened the Bible to the book of Isaiah and said this prophecy in Isaiah 61 is fulfilled. And the second phrase there is that God has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. He came to set captives free. And these people that are going into these brothels with these children, they themselves are captives. And we pray with all of our heart that anyone who's defeated, and maybe in your family or maybe in your own life, you would say, boy, I do need freedom, and I just pray that for you. But what if you knew there was a perfect way to get someone free that longed to be free? What if it was a child, maybe even someone that you knew? Or what if it were your own child that someone had actually taken from you, and as a very small child even, not a teenager or a young woman, but even a child, and they took that child into a sexual bondage where they are selling that little child to sexual predators, and it has become the second highest income revenue producer in the world, second only to drugs. Of all the illicit trafficking going on and the things that are wrong, this is now number two, and we're told it'll soon be number one. Betty, our missionaries have pointed to these children, and they have asked us to help. And our viewers have always wanted to help, for which I'm grateful.
Absolutely, James. I'm so grateful. And you and I have been a part of helping, because when you think about those precious little innocent children that have no idea where they're being taken, and then when they get there, they're locked up, they're mistreated, they're abused, and just violated so badly, and I can't even imagine what's going through their little hearts and their minds and saying, is this life? Is this what it's about? I mean, is this, I want to play. It's a heart desire of a child to want to play. These children are locked up and tortured if they don't do what they're told to do. So, James, it just breaks my heart to see this, but there is something we can do about it.
Yeah, Jesus came to set the captives free. And we are blessed enough to know mission and relief workers that have such a love for God and such a love for those in pain that they will plant their life in the midst of that misery. And they ask us for one thing while they're trying to rescue those that are being sold, exploited, hurt, even addicted to drugs to try to keep them where they've got them under control. And these missionaries say, we will do whatever it takes to set them free, but we're going to need your help to do it. I don't think there's a person watching that wouldn't say, I want to join in that mission of Christ to set captives free. And this is one way we can do exactly what he came to do. And with all my heart, I believe you're going to want to. I want you to look in just very briefly here and see what's happening to little children. Watch just very closely and don't turn away.
If you see all these places, they look like so-called massage parlors, bars, restaurants.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, it's human trafficking. See the red light behind there? It's all a front, guest house or massage parlor. But behind it, they have little children that are for sale.
You know, when I see that little girl, and there you can see her face, that precious child with all that makeup, what do you think they're trying to say with that little girl? Do you think they're trying to make her
I think they're trying to take away some of the guilt that they possibly feel in thinking, in their own mind, say, this is a woman. She looks like a woman in the face, you know, and just to kind of disguise the just tragedy of awful things they're doing.
Well, they're definitely taking a little innocent child and making her look anything but innocent, mm-hmm. trying to actually perhaps mm-hmm. make her look seductive. I am able to comprehend some things that people do and some appetites, but I've never been able to comprehend how a person could exploit or hurt a child or even want to use a child. I mean, I just can't comprehend it, but it's the power of evil. And how do you deal with evil? How do we, realistically, how do we offset the negative effect of evil? There's only one way. I mean, we do seek to destroy and control evil. I mean, your white blood cells in your body that God put in there to identify an invasive force, a dangerous, damaging bacteria or disease, and those white blood cells identify it, they isolate it, and they seek to eliminate it. And we have to do that with evil. So we want to stop that. And that's why we do need strong laws that protect us, because that precisely what happens when Jesus went out to get the one sheep that was still out there. He had 99 safe in the fold, the good shepherd. But freedom is so precious, and security and walls of protection so important to the great shepherd, that he went out to get that one sheep, whatever it took, he went out to bring that one in. This is the way every believer should think. If we know the shepherd, the Lord is our shepherd, and we have a shepherd's heart, then we want the family to be secure and safe. That's what walls are. They're not prison walls. They're walls of protection. That's what good laws do. So we want to protect, but then you want to go after the one that's not safe. And so if we have the shepherd's heart, we're going to reach out for these that are not safe. We're going to reach out for the one that's outside the safety and security of the love and oversight, the shelter, the shadow of the Almighty, of the shepherd himself. So this is what we're asking you to do in Rescue Life. We're asking you to reach out literally, and put the arms of a loving shepherd around a little child and around women that have been exploited and taken into bondage. And listen, we can set them free. And we can keep little children from ever ending up there, because they will come to these impoverished children and these predators will come in and say, we're going to give this child a chance. We're going to give them a good education, a good job. They'll even be able to send money back to the family and come back and take care of you. They never see them again. Well, we can get those children. That's why we build the life centers. That's why we ask you to join with us. Right now, we've targeted with the rescue overseers and the missionaries over 5,000 that we know if we join together, we're going to be able to rescue them. I want you to look, because you're going to hear the heart cry of one who has been in bondage. And you're going to hear the heart cry for a mother, but actually the love of a father, a heavenly father. And we can become an answer to that heart cry by getting girls and women and children like this into the arms of God. Please watch very, very prayerfully. You'll be glad that you did. And those you rescue will be indescribably, forever, eternally grateful.
আমার বাংলাদেশ থেকে নিয়ে এসে বিক্রি করে দিয়েছে কিডন্যাপ করে তারপরে এরকম লাইন বাড়িতে রেখেছে বড় হয়েছি ফ্যামিলি বাড়িতে রেখে বড় হয়েছি তারপরে এরকম পাশে আমাদের আমরা যে বাড়িতে থাকতাম পাশের বাড়িতে ওনাকে ওরকম লাইনে লাভতে চায় না কোনো রকমে পুলিশকে টাকা দেয় করে তারপর একদিন দেখা যায় যে মেয়েটাকে আগুন দিয়ে পুড়িয়ে দিয়েছে তা পাবলিককে শু করলো কি যে আগুন লেগে গেছে মোমবাতি দিয়ে পুড়িয়ে মেরে দিল তারপরে তো খুব মারধর করতো অতিরিক্ত মারতো ল্যাংটা করে মারতো আমার ঘরের ভিতরে ওরকম লোক ভরে দিত আর আমি কাঁদতাম খাটের তলায় লুকাতাম তারপরে এখনো এসব করতেই আছে এখনো কর্মত্যা ছাড়া এখন যে আমার বাচ্চা দুটো আছে তাদেরকে আমি মানুষ করতে চাই এটা বলে না কিন্তু আমি মারা গেলে তো এটা করবেই আমি যতদিন হয়তো বেঁচে আছি আমার বুকে আগলেই থাকবো
জীবনে অনেক দুঃখ দিনে অনেক কষ্ট আমার জীবনে
You should be able to see her. You should be able to see her. I'm so sorry.
She was taken as a little girl from her village, and she's sitting here now today, so many years later, saying, I still want my mommy. I want to go back to my mom. And all of those horrible things that we just heard her say that happened to her as a child is exactly what's going to happen to her daughter. She doesn't want this for her daughter. She wants to run away right now. We need to do something about this and get these little girls out now.
I want you to look again at that precious woman being held by Giselle. What you feel when you're in the arms of a child that's hurt in mom's arms or running to daddy. I remember the first time Randy ran to me when I came home out of town. He was coming down the hall, day. And it just thrilled me that he was running to me. And that precious woman is wanting to run into the arms of God. I want you to give her that opportunity to rest there. You know, Betty, we're offering every viewer the Songs of Freedom. This is an absolutely amazing praise tape. And it is about freedom, worship and praise. This is what Jesus came to do, to set captives free. We're also wanting to send to you, and please understand this, this is a book that God put on my heart, and we were literally commissioned, Jay Richards and I, by leaders in the entire faith community, Protestant and Catholic leaders, who said, show us how we can restore faith and family and freedom before we lose it. See, we are losing our freedom. We want you to see it restored here. We're trying to help you. So we're going to send you the Songs of Freedom and how we can see freedom restored and literally see our future secured here until the ultimate kingdom and keep the freedom to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. And to be able to have the resources to continue to spread the good news. That's freedom. So we care about your freedom. But I know without any doubt, you'll say, James, I appreciate that. And thank you, because I know you care about us. But I want to help rescue those girls I want to get those people that are held captive in bondage that Jesus came to set free. I want to do my part. So here's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to help us rescue, literally, save those precious ones from that bondage and restore them and give them a future, to give them a real life. If you will simply dial the number, or if you would just go to lifetoday.org, you see that? And say, James, we're going to help be an answer to the heart cry. We're going to help those mission relief workers set free thousands of those who are held captive and prevent many who are about to be exploited by giving them the truth they need to know and give them an opportunity to be safe and secure. It costs an average of $128 to rescue one and to take care of them for a year. It's amazing, but we can do that. Would you please help us do that? If you could make that gift, please do. We want to send the gifts I just referenced to you related to freedom because you're setting captives free. If you're able to help us rescue $1,280, and I found myself, Betty, when I left today to come up here, I said, God, I'm praying that somebody will give $12,000 or $15,000 to help rescue as many as possible. If you could help rescue 100, that would be so great. And there's some of you, listen, I'm not exaggerating, you can and you know it. Father, I pray those who can do that will do it. But above all, that every single person watching would do something in Jesus' name. Listen, $128 may be quite a stretch for you, I understand that. But $64 could be matched and we've got another one rescued. $32 and three more join me, you pray, and we've got another. Every gift, remember Jesus said the widow's mite was the largest gift of all. So whatever you can do, would you please go lifetoday.org, use your bank card like a check, or you can dial that number and say, I want to make this gift. If you do want to write a check, and many still do, write it, make it to Life. You can put Rescue Life down in the corner for that. And call us and tell us you're sending it in. Would you do that? We'd love to send you the beautiful Thomas Kincaid Forest Chapel painting. What a beautiful, beautiful, inspirational piece. And I know not a single person listening to me right now moving to go online, lifetoday.org, or to go to the phone, not one of you are calling because you say, okay, I want that CD. We're sending this to you to bless you with songs of freedom because you're setting captives free. Please make that call right now. And if you should get a busy, be determined. I'm going to get through, or go online and make the gift. Please do it.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Songs of Freedom CD, a collection of 10 uplifting worship songs that are sure to become a favorite for your quiet time, drive time, or personal worship. In addition to the CD, you'll receive Indivisible, a powerful soul-stirring book by James Robison and Jay Richards. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by the painter of light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
If brokenness had a face, it would be Darlene's. Her spirit, her will, her body, all at the cruel hand of sex trafficking.
Grandma, nhưng là người dễ. Bên tai, bên nào người dễ hai. Vậy bạn sẽ làm. Nhưng bạn chẳng bảo kê.
Hà, tớ lên tớ bảo. nên ấy cháu. Chú ca khăn ô vừa ấy, nên là của buổi rẽ tập vào vậy. Nhưng mình đã ấy cũng muốn kể thật là thân ông, tại bây giờ đó lắm. Về đúng tư, ấp miên nên bông phân tay còn hà. Ba mẹ là rằng đôi chơi chơi kháng. Mình tờ tờ cái nó như tờ lụa ở kê nè đây. Ở đài miên, miên là cạp hơi kháng. Ở ngày khởi nhưng mà sinh cùng của bà kia sinh cùng mà nghe không chồng mẹ một bà bò ấy mua đã sinh cùng cái pin chất
Did you hear what she said? She's crying out for freedom. We are so blessed in this country to experience that freedom that she so wants. She wants to enjoy, to be able to express and to be able to have joy in her heart and to be able to have hope and a life and a foundation to build on. She's in prison, basically. She's in captivity. She's never experienced that real freedom that you and I so easily enjoy. Please join with us. And so many more like that precious girl that want to have the hope and the joy that we so freely experience. Join with us, won't you please?
It would be so tragic, Betty, if we didn't know that we could in fact offer. You know what would be, you know what would be more tragic than her not being free? It would be for us. Now listen close to what I'm saying. For us to have the keys to her freedom. Yeah. For us to have the path to freedom and not offer it. Jesus said, I left heaven. I left all the joys. And I came to experience something so painful that you might be free. But I said, Father, if there's any other way, this is what Jesus said with his heart broken. I know what's coming. I know how painful this is. If there's any other way you could set them free, Father, then let me miss this and this cup pass from me. But he paid the price. So we could be free. Doesn't it seem to be a rather simple request? Why is it even complex or complicated or difficult when we really have the keys to her freedom? The missionaries are there. They've been sent. How shall they preach the gospel, the good news, unless they're sent? How shall they deliver the message of Jesus unless we send them? So in our rescue, we're not only giving the resources to rescue, but we're sending the resources to keep the rescuers in place, the mission workers. Please, please, I have long, Betty, I have prayed for years, Lord God, one day let me see every single person hearing this request around the world say, I am going to do something. It would be so wonderful if we could tell the mission relief workers, you can go way beyond your greatest hopes. Would you right now go to lifetoday.org, take a bank card and use it like a check, that's how you should always use them, and make the largest love gift you can to rescue life. $128 is the average of what it takes for one, $1,280 for 10. Would you please, or you can call the number, go ahead and call it. If you don't go online, call and say, I want to make the gift. Use that bank card. We have some gifts to send you that will bless you, and it all relates to freedom because God cares about our freedom, your freedom. He really does care about freedom. He came to give freedom. We live to share that freedom. Would you please now, Father, I pray there not be one person who can help who won't help. And by the way, if you say, you know, I can't, then you pray. You pray what Betty and I prayed. God, let everybody who can do something do it and do it now. Thank you so much for that gift of love. You're setting captives free, what Jesus came to do.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Songs of Freedom CD, a collection of 10 uplifting worship songs that are sure to become a favorite for your quiet time, drive time, or personal worship. In addition to the CD, you'll receive Indivisible, a powerful soul-stirring book by James Robison and Jay Richards. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by the painter of light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, you know, it really seems appropriate as I say thank you to be sending the Songs of Freedom, because I have an idea there are going to be thousands of people singing Songs of Freedom because of what you did. I pray many of you will make the $1,280 gift. I pray somebody will be an answer to that prayer for, you know, $12,000 or more. If you can do it, I believe you will. And then, of course, remember, we're going to send you Indivisible. We need to pray for our country. I don't know how many of you have gone there, but you know, make it a point every day to go to the stream, thestream.org. And Betty, the reason I say that's important is because God put it on our heart to help you live in the freedom that has been purchased for us at a very great price and can only be preserved by people who understand freedom. Stream.org is for you. Betty, thank you so much, honey, for your heart. And to all of you who help us, thank you for expressing the heart of God and setting captives free.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.